While the leading Democratic presidential candidates were in California last night for a debate, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, who got into the race just last month, had New Hampshire all to himself for campaigning. And while Patrick insists he's still got plenty of time to win over voters here, it's also clear that he has a lot of work to do. NHPR's Josh Rogers has this report.
As Deval Patrick campaigned in Manchester yesterday, he made an observation about policymaking that could also go for upstart presidential campaigns.
You have to raise your tolerance for failure. You have to be willing to try some things that happen not work.
Patrick was speaking at an issues roundtable in the Mill Yard. He said he hoped the conversation would be a way to share and to shape his policy agenda. And for close to 2 hours, he sought input, took notes, and worked to blend what he heard with his own ideas.
It sounds like a climate change plan from a Patrick administration would be most effective if we were trying to come at it from the level of government right through to the level of the individual. Does that make sense? What am I missing?
Sally Kelly, a former Democratic state rep, sat in the front row and stayed for the entire discussion. Kelly says she's yet to sort out who she'll back come primary day, but said Patrick left her feeling a bit confused.
I like how he truly listened to everyone and trying to figure out what his message is, which I think is very, very important. In terms of New Hampshire, a little behind schedule here. 3 months ago, it would have been incredible. Which makes you wonder, why is he doing this?
When he spoke to reporters, the candidate himself stressed his motives are straightforward.
So I think, look, I'm not in just to, you know, have a just to participate in the conversation. I'm in to win, and I'm going to do everything I can to do so.
Patrick's to-do list, however, shows just how much there is to be done. He says he plans to be up with digital advertising soon, that his campaign is staffing up, and that it's also narrowing its options on its first local campaign office. Josh Rogers, NHPR News.